there was a swarm of bees came while a neighbor was in the yard. He was a German neighbor named Kraus. And he said, and there were bees swarming by what in the back of our yard. There were two pear trees fairly close together. And they landed on a branch maybe 6 feet off the ground. And all the bees clustered. First we banged on pots and pans when we saw them going around, because he said that would make them land, which I don't know if it has any it was anything to do with that. So they landed, the queen lands, and then all the bees cluster around her. Then he went and got a bee box. He found a bee box somewhere and came back to our place, and we set it up on some sawhorses or some blocks. And then he gave the branch a big whack with a stick, and it went, the whole cluster of bees went kind of whomp, and they fell down on that bee box, and we just left them alone. And then they crawled inside, and we put the lid on, and then he says, you got a hive of bees. There's your bees. So then they became my bees, and then that was the episode as it, which was about June of 1954. I went to be a beekeeper and check out my beehives and beehive, and did everything wrong, had no idea whatsoever what I was doing. And it was, as I found out later, there are some hives that are much more aggressive. So that hive was extremely aggressive, and they got after me, and I had a veil on, I was a beekeeper. So they got from the back of my jacket, somehow they got under my veil, into the part, so they were locked into by my head, and I had glasses at that time already, so I knew it was only a matter of time. Like every one of those bees was gonna sting me, and there was 8 or 10 or a dozen bees in there buzzing around. I lost my cool, started to run, and all the bees were around following me and after me and stinging me all over. And I ran, discarding some clothes as I was running and stuff, and I crawled, dropped everything, pulled off my thing, lost my glasses, everything, crawled in by some blackberry bushes, as I recall. And then I just laid there real quiet until they all went away, or the few stragglers went away, let's put it that way. And then I went back and picked up all my clothes, and then the next day, my sisters counted the little red bumps, mostly on my wrists, ankles, and around my head, around my forehead, and the back of my head, and the neck, and they counted 43. I can remember the number. They said I had 43 bee bites. Now, the amazing thing is I didn't suffer any side effects. I didn't notice anything, but I went out to Alberta that year on the train or something. So that was I think I'd already gone earlier, but anyhow, went out there, and I was sleeping in August with cousin Otto, and he says, hey, you got a bald spot on the back of your head. And he said there was a bald spot, I couldn't see it, the size of his thumbnail. And then before I came back in August, he said there was a couple, there was two or three close together. And then they grew and others came, and by May of 1955, I didn't have any hair at all. It all had fallen out.
And it wasn't until relatively recently.
Right. It was after, I think it was around when Jean and I got married. I was donating blood, and they were already asking some pertinent questions. And the nurse who came to interview me or talk to me said about my hair, loss of hair. She said, were you ever severely stung by bees? And it goes ding, ding, ding in my head. And that was the first, because she had a schoolmate or someone in nurse's training who lost her hair because she had been severely stung by bees. And then when I got thinking about it was June of that year that I got severely stung, and it was by the end of August that the bald spots were starting to appear, but we never pieced it together until later on. So it's an immune system reaction. It can happen from other causes, but if you Google it now, it does say if you get stung by bees, it's a possible side effect. It isn't that you will lose your hair if you get stung by bees, but it's possible because it confuses or upsets your immune system, apparently.